This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Saturday Right to the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being, you know, part of the conversation, part of the solution. You know, you hear me say this all the time, so you know where I'm coming from. I really do want you to be part of the solution, and I really do want you to be part, you know, of the conversation as a whole. Right? You need to be involved and engaged to know what the heck is going on. Anyway, I do, you know, I love to do the college campus crazies. Believe it or not, there's still things going on college campuses. You know, the ones that are supposed to be closed and all that other stuff. And these kids, I don't have any, you know, I'm not trying to be mean, but these kids really don't understand what freedom is all about. They really don't get what they're supposed to be doing and learning and what have you, right? And if you don't think, look, just think about this. College kids, Democrat college kids, will not endorse or vote for Joe Biden. Seriously, not kidding. When you look and what's going on college campuses, or what is supposed to be college campuses across the country, you find that those that were supporting Bernie, or Boiney, depending on how you want to say it, right, they are not interested in endorsing Biden in any way, shape, manner, or form. And these are young Democrats that are really not happy with him. So with Senator Bernie Sanders' announcement to suspend his campaign or to quit the race, although that doesn't sound really good, does it? Yes, I'm going to quit the race. That's terrible. And Joe Biden be the presumptive nominee at this point. You know, you would think that they would, the young people who hate Donald Trump, not dislike, but hate, would be right there all over this, right? But they're not. They're not behind him. Now, this far, far left organization, U.S. Youth Climate Strike is what they're called, all Democrats, they don't see Joe as their guy. And young Sanders supporters came out and said, publicly, they said they will not endorse Joe Biden for president. They don't care about Barack Obama's endorsement. Boy, he flatlined quick, didn't he? Or Joe, or anybody else's. Now, they're a far-left climate activist organization. They took to Twitter, and they say that we're not endorsing Joe. The statement sparked a reaction from among like-minded organizations with the Democrat Socialists of America. You hear that? Democrat, now, they didn't just come out of the closet, people. They kicked the closet door down. They are out in the streets with signs, yes, we're socialists. Not a problem for them. So the U.S. Youth Climate Strike. Think about that. Their strike force. The YDSA retweeted that they would not, they and other groups weren't going to support him. 2 days later, the DSA duplicated the climate organization's tweet. This prompted the former head of the Democrat coalition, John Cooper, to jab at the organization, call them irrelevant. Biden is better off without them. Does that sound right? They did the same thing with the Democrat guy down in in Georgia, right? Yeah, he was great to their cause. He was great to the Democrats. And all of a sudden, he decides that he's going to endorse Donald Trump. And what happens? Now they're denouncing him. You know, and there's a very sharp divide within the Democrat. Matter of fact, there's multiple sharp divides in the Democrat Party. That simple. Campus Reform interviewed Mikey Hayes and Michael Dunphy, two students at the University of Maryland and board members of the Terps for Bernie. Dunphy told Campus Reform that Sanders' support is large in part due to his stance on climate change and the drastic steps he's willing to take for the green cause, if you would. I mean, think about this. This is these are one-issue voters. So who are they going to vote for? You know they're not going to vote for Trump, so they're going to sit it out. That's why I keep saying to you, we can appeal to the young vote. But you can't depend on the young vote. It's really that simple. I know a lot of people would love to. Yeah, we can win the young voters. No, you can't. Because their needs and desires and thoughts about how things should go are so spread out that you're not going to be able to reach them. Now think about this. Another paper, I think it's out of the University of North Carolina. Yeah. They printed a piece that basically says, the biggest public safety threat today is ICE. That's right. Not the pandemic. Right? Not what's going on. None of that. ICE. It's all about ICE. What have we done to these kids? I mean, seriously, what have we done to these young people? It's to the point now where everything comes down to illegal immigration. Everything comes down to white supremacy. Everything comes down to what we're not doing for the black and Hispanic community. Or black and Hispanic female community. Or woman, I don't even know. Whatever. This is all at the forefront of their mind. You want to know why we're in the mess we're in today? Because of the ignorance that we've allowed the education system to put upon our kids. Joe Bacini, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them. Yeah.
We are back. The real time of GCN Live. Same old story. Same old song and dance. We're doing this for you. All right, come on. Seriously, when you listen to Nancy Pelosi, right? They're doing this to help you. They're doing this because they care about you. You know, and they don't care who they hurt in the interim. It doesn't make a big deal. The editorial board of the University of North Carolina in Chapel Hill, it's called the Daily Tar Heel, recently insisted in an editorial amid the coronavirus pandemic that's nothing compared to the ICE agents, and they are the biggest present threat to public safety. The editorial board cited a request made by ICE for 45,000 N95 masks to protect themselves while continuing to enforce U.S. borders during the coronavirus. The board cites Immigration and Customs Enforcement statement. It will continue daily enforcement of operations to make criminal and civil arrests. You know, what do these people want? Do they want them to stop? See, they really believe that the only thing that these guys do all day, and this is, you know, you professors, you teachers, this is your fault. I'm sorry, it is. And parents, you take responsibility in this too. Why aren't you asking them what they're learning? Why don't you find out what they're at and what they're thinking? And the professors, some of you are gloating over this. You love this idea. And what's sad about this is I don't know what you went into education for. If you really think that teaching kids the wrong thing or your mindset or your way to go, that's pathetic. That is just so pathetic. And you want to talk about supremacy? I don't care whether you're white, black, Hispanic, whatever. Brown. Yeah, I just found out the other day when I made a comment that I can't use Hispanic or brown in the same context. Because brown, well, you might be Pakistani or Indian or a Saudi or something along those lines. And that's not Hispanic. It's like, come on, give me a break. I don't even know why we're talking colors to begin with. But seriously, you guys, you make me nuts. It's not the only thing these people do. And they protect our borders from more than just people coming over the border that shouldn't be here. They should be following the law. You don't like the law? Change the law. Is any of you young people burning down Starbucks and kicking in windows on police cars and stuff like that? Why don't you get off your butts, off the couch, away from the video games, and actually go vote? I know, I shouldn't be encouraging them to do that. But you know what? Maybe that'll encourage us to get off our butts and do the same thing. You know, contraband coming in here that doesn't need to be coming here. Bad stuff from China and other places coming in here on ships and boats. This is, they do a heck of a lot more than that. Matter of fact, if you're a border agent or know a border agent that listens to the show, I want one on the show. Let's talk about what you guys actually do. The kids, go on to say we would argue that the biggest present threat to public safety are ICE agents. Now, cramming people into detention centers presents an obvious health concern. One person has already tested positive. Well, gee, that's terrible. One person in a detention center tested positive. That's terrible. The UNC student added, ICE must immediately cease all surveillance and policing activity. Regardless of your stance on undocumented immigrants, ICE's decision to obtain thousands of masks means that thousands of health care providers will go without proper protection. Yeah. So let me see how this works. You're okay with people coming here, and we don't know what they have. We don't know if they have the coronavirus. You didn't say anything about having them checked, but you're okay with that. You're okay with that coming in, unfettered, unchecked, unthought about. This is why I call you kids. But yet the Border Patrol, who has to either apprehend or uphold the law, what if they're not looking for illegals? What if they're apprehending people taking illegal drugs over the border? Then maybe they are American citizens. You want them to stop dealing with that too? I'm just asking. I'm trying to understand. I don't think I can smoke enough dope to understand, but I'm trying to understand. Andrew Arthur, former Immigration and Naturalization Service Associate. Wow. And an immigration judge from the Center for Immigration Studies told Campus Reform that on March 25th, 2020, editorial, the Daily Tar Heel dehumanizes ICE officers, and it discounts to the point of ignorance the important duties that these officers perform. Right, ICE's own guidance reference in editorial reflects the fact that the agency is focusing its detention efforts on public safety risks. Right, individuals subject to mandatory detention based on true criminal grounds. See, people who have committed crimes before, big crimes, federal crimes, what are you going to call them, felonies? And they've been deported and come back, should we just ignore that? Right? And think about something. Some of the first conversations on these college campuses were around racism and xenophobia. Not how to protect yourself from the virus. Right? Not how to stay safe. Not how to build up your immune system. Not where it came from and how to avoid it. No. Simply, if you talked about it in a certain way, you were being racist, and you were hurting people's feelings. The Asian community already feels left out. You're making it worse. This is what the colleges are teaching your kids. Look at, forgive me, I'm going to say it anyway. I hope that this virus situation and the shutdowns bankrupt some of these colleges. Some of these hardcore left-wing colleges and these professors who feel like they got it all together and they know more than the rest of us. Yeah, I'm done with it. As you can tell, this year, as the year goes on, I'm done with it. I'm done with the Chuck Schumers of the world, the Nancy Pelosi's of the world, and even on our team, if you would. There are Republicans I want no part of. There's many of them that got voted out of Congress, even though I would love to maintain the numbers or kept the numbers, that deserve to be voted out. You know, again, the Democrat out of Georgia, he may be a flaming left-winger, but the fact that he was saying, look, I'm more concerned about what's going on in the black community, that's who I was voted in for, and Trump's done more for the black community than others. That shows me somebody who's willing to step across the aisle. Actually, I should say that. Let me ban that word. That shows me somebody who cares more about the American populace, more about American citizens, than he does about whether that citizen's a Democrat or Republican, black or white. I mean, really. The second purpose now, as always, protects each of the residents and communities across our country, citizen and alien alike. Right, really? When they come here over the border illegally, and they come up from Central America, do we know if they've, I know, sounds bad, had their shots? Do we know what they've been immunized against? Do we know what they might be carrying in with them? No biggie. Maybe we should let them stay at your house. Show them, senior host, listen to Real Time. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
At the coronavirus task force briefing, President Trump said Thursday will be a big day and he'll make an announcement about opening up the country again.
We'll also be speaking to America's governors tomorrow, and then we'll be announcing exactly what's happening. You already know we'll be opening up states, some states much sooner than others. And we think some of the states can actually open up before the deadline of May 1st.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo agrees testing is necessary until a vaccine is available.
Testing
is the best mechanism for you to get your way through this 12 to 18 months. Now, why doesn't the president want to go near testing? Because testing is a quagmire. No one can do it. No one can bring it up to scale quickly. It is very complicated.
This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
We are back. Come on, baby. You're listening to Real Time on GCN Life. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, really. Right? What do I always say to you? I mean, if you're not working towards a solution, then you're part of the problem. If you're sitting on the couch waving your hand going, yeah, I let them deal with it, you're part of the problem. Sometimes it doesn't take much. It really doesn't. If you want the notifications on when the show's going to start, that kind of thing, you can get text alerts by simply texting TRS to 77222, TRS to 77222, and you can also go up there and just simply give me your email address on the website, therealside.com. It's a place you can put your address, and we send out an email a week. I try not to be in your face. And again, just to let you know who's going to be on. Some of the topics, some of the stories that we're working on. So we were talking about how these kids at these colleges that you're sending them to, and I'm happy some of these places will be closing. You know, it's really funny that those liberal, hardcore liberal professors that believe in socialism are more than happy to take grants from the government, more than happy to take their paychecks from the government, more than happy to have been educated by the government. Many of them went to state schools and had the taxpayers pay for their education, or subsidize it anyway. You know, California, what is it, the first year of education in community colleges is free? Or can be free? Because we have so much money to play with? But really, as they're disinforming your kids, right? As they're not training your kids properly, not teaching your kids, God, I hate this, not teaching your kids properly, and yet they still get tax dollars, they still work at those colleges. They rail against everything that has allowed them to be there. So hopefully, this will now come slap them in the head. Arthur explains that ICE role is especially important during the current situation. In a time of crisis, we want to ensure that the unscreened individuals, some who may be carrying COVID-19, and throughout the country, don't attempt to illegally entry. I would love to get one of these people one-on-one. Call the show, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I would love to know what some of your young people think this is okay. Right? I mean, let them in unscreened. Are you really okay with that? I mean, and the bigger purpose here is to protect citizens and, frankly, non-citizens alike from these people coming in and spreading this virus. In 2019, 86% of all aliens arrested by ICE enforcement and removal operations had criminal arrests or convictions. That included 7,700 aliens convicted of burglary, 2,600 convicted of assault, 6,000 convicted of sex offenses. We're not talking about people that just broke over the border. 3,500 convicted of robbery, over 1,000 convicted of kidnapping. That should bother you because usually those are kids. 1,500 convicted of homicide. And we can go on. So I'd love to get one of these kids in the room and say, okay, so what part of this is okay? What part of this are you good with? Because you have to be good with it. If you want to do away with ICE, then ICE wouldn't be catching those people. And those people would go on and commit those crimes here in this country. I'd even go one step further. I'd say, pick one of your relatives. I can go have them sexually assault, rob, rape, kill, whatever. I mean, are you willing to give up your own? So it's just, I don't know. No, it's not ignorance. They've been taught to think this way. So it's not ignorance. Harvard, who has billions of dollars in reserve, is now having issues. And I don't know how. Right? Harvard joins millions of other Americans by cutting costs. Okay. Why is this news? Shouldn't they already be cutting costs? Shouldn't they? I mean, don't they have economists on at Harvard? Economists, professors, and such? Many colleges and universities are moving forward with tuition increases during the virus. Well, that's good. You're out of work. Money's tight. People are watching what's going on. But I suppose if you go to Harvard, right, you got money anyhow. Some schools are taking an additional approach. Now, according to Harvard Crimson, Harvard officials announced in an email that the university would implement a salary and hiring freeze, cut discretionary spending, and possibly defer all capital projects during the pandemic. This comes as the Ivy League institution also announced a tuition increase of 4%. Now, under normal circumstances, that wouldn't be a big deal. But when you have, you know, when your tuition is $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 a year, that adds up, doesn't it? Harvard President Lawrence Bacow and other high-ranking university officials, they're going to reduce their salaries by 25%. Well, you know, when you're making a few million dollars a year, it's not a big deal, right? Officials explained that there are other options on the table as well. Harvard will use funds from its endowment during the crisis. And what's their endowment have in there? It's more than $38 billion. It is wealthier than over half of the world's countries. I want you to think. Here, think about this. Right? These professors are screaming and want to be socialists. They hate capitalism. Yet they're teaching at one of the most prestigious colleges in the world. They're making among the highest pay in the world when it comes to professors and such. Right? They are wealthier, the college that they work in is wealthier than more than half of the world's countries. And the entire endowment fund, which it has limits on it, is $38 billion. Come on, let that sink in for a second. The University of Pennsylvania took similar actions, reported that the school will also reduce non-essential spending, postpone capital projects, right? Do hiring and salary freezes. They're going to try to maintain current tuition levels. However, like Harvard, UPenn will hike the tuition in fall of 2020 to 4%. It's just amazing to me. It's kind of like we have trouble everywhere in these colleges. And it's about to, this is a slap in the head. This will slow them down. At least that's how I see it. Now, whether they make any major changes in curriculum or their programs, whatever, I have no idea. But here's the beauty. As long as they're shut down and the kids aren't running around, we're not going to have Primal Scream Week or Sex Week or Sexual Toy Week. Now, don't laugh. I've talked about this before and I've told you about it before. They have them on these campuses. Harvard, just go Google it. Harvard's Primal Scream Week. Right? I mean, seriously. It's just amazing. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. But Harvard has also not ruled out closing the campuses down through 2021. Now, that must mean that they're doing online, you know, they're doing online education of some kind. I don't get it. When we come back from the break, let's see. I don't know. Let's see if what Obama's endorsement does for Joe Biden. I'm curious to see if the young people really understand what this really means. You know, and whether they appreciate it or not, whether they really know. Well, whether they care, how's that? I prefer that one better. Anyway, Joe Mussini, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. Write it down, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head over to the website. No, really, honestly, head over to the website, right? Sign up for the email blast. Do something during the break. We'll be right back.
Have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist those two will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
We are back. Trouble to your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I heard this the other day, and I wasn't going to do it, but as I was looking for some other stories that I was racking up here, I said, you know, I'm going to do it anyway. Because I was just railing on young people about how ignorant they can be. How's that? So I don't care whether you're a religious person or not. Everybody's heard the story of Easter. If nothing else, you know about the bunny, you know about the whatever. Hopefully you've heard something about Jesus. So Waters, Jesse, I love when he used to do this. More often than he does now. Jesse Waters from Waters World, Fox News, went out to the streets of New York and to college campuses and such. He goes, hey, what do you know about Easter, right? And I'm just amazed. Remember I keep saying about what we taught our kids and not taught our kids? Now, some of you may not think it's important to teach them about Easter or anything else. Hey, look. I think you should teach them about every holiday and how it came about and what it means and that kind of stuff. Because remember, I mean, whether you're a Jew or a Christian or what have you, you have to deal with these people every day. Shouldn't you know something about their life? Shouldn't you know about something about what they believe? Here, take a listen.
What big holiday is coming up?
I know St. Patrick had passed.
What are you doing on Sunday?
I'm not sure. Why? What's going on?
You gonna go out on any hunts?
No. Never been hunting, not really interested. Oh, you mean because it's Easter. Oh,
Easter. A man, Jesus.
What happened on Easter?
Apparently, Jesus was born.
He came from up above. I can't remember.
Christ arose again.
It's the resurrection of Jesus the second time? Yeah.
The second time. He's resurrected twice.
Yeah.
What do you think Jesus looked like?
Very handsome guy.
Well, they said he had blue eyes.
He's not the white version that we look at, the Anglo-Saxon version.
Jesus isn't white?
No, he's not white.
What did Jesus look like?
Middle Eastern.
Was Jesus Muslim?
He might have been. Didn't know him.
Can you just shoot me now and get it over with? You know what I'm saying? First of all, I don't care whether you're white, black, green, red, or blue. And I know the white people get caught up on this, and some others do too. Jesus could not have been white. It was a regional impossibility, unless he was wrapped in a towel all his life and never saw the outside. People, he was Middle Eastern, right? I mean, he was in the desert, in the sun. I'm sure he didn't have, like you see in all those movies. I am positive. I'm willing to stake my reputation on the fact that Jesus was not blonde hair, blue-eyed, 6'1", with milky white skin, and a British accent. And again, he was a carpenter's son, so I'm sure his hands weren't lawyer soft. You know what I'm saying?
Personally, I'm assuming he was darker skinned.
Jesus had a nice tan.
Yeah, he definitely had a nice tan. A carpenter back in the day, like, there was no sunscreen.
Dad, you're so sunburnt.
I can't move because it hurts too bad.
Why do they call Good Friday, Good Friday?
Last dinner, maybe? Oh, I don't know.
Last supper,
yeah.
Does everybody want soup?
Please, we must talk. This may be our last supper.
Hey, it's my first order.
What does Good Friday mean in your opinion?
Nothing.
Why not?
I don't shop.
You don't shop?
No.
I think you mean Black Friday.
Whatever.
What happened on Good Friday?
Jesus was hammered to the cross.
Why was Jesus crucified?
For rocking the boat.
That's one way to put it. What do you like to eat on Easter?
Chocolate. Shake Shack.
Ham, turkey sometimes, collard greens.
These are a few of my...
It's amazing at how many people really, you're around this all the time. Old people, young people alike, you're around this all the time. How do you not know what this is? Do you know what I mean? I mean, I don't get it. I don't understand this in any way, shape, manner, or form. I mean, I know that Ramadan, I have an idea of what that is. Right? I know several of the Jewish high holy days. I'm not Jewish. I'm not Muslim. So, I mean, shouldn't we have, and this is among the largest world religions, and we don't have a clue?
My favorite thing.
What are you going to be eating on Easter Sunday?
What am I going to afford? Trump got my food stamps.
Trump ruined Easter?
Yeah, he ruined Easter for me, yes.
I don't think so.
Do you know who I am?
No, I don't.
Waters.
All right, so we'll kill it there because everybody knows who Jesse Waters is. But anyway, I mean, the basic things. What have we lost? How come we've... What happened here? Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Look, I'm not trying to make fun of those people in particular and what's going on, but I am, kind of, sort of. And then the next one, which I love... is the campus reform. Now, I love campus reform. You guys know that. I get the biggest kick out of the videos that they do when they're out on college campuses asking people questions. And then when you hear about, you know, what when it comes to Obama's endorsement, you know, supposedly, I guess, I think, I've been told, young people love Obama, don't they? Right? Or am I wrong here? And if they love Obama so much, if everything's so cool or whatever, then Joe Biden endorsement, man, that should just really not even rock the boat, but send these people in that direction big time. Right? And again, I don't pretend to have all the answers. So let's just take a few minutes. I want you to hear how students feel about... Are we really doing this? I hate computers.
I really do.
Anyway, but we really wanted you to hear, and it doesn't look like that's going to happen, what Obama's endorsement meant to these people. Now, the endorsement came just days after Biden's 2020 Democratic rival Bernie decided to suspend his campaign. Now, Obama's endorsements, well, it's going to help to woo some voters over, and perhaps even some independent voters. I don't know. I guess it depends on how much work he does for him. Now, a bunch of polls throughout 2020 Democrat primary indicated that Biden was consistently among the college students' last choice. Their top choices were Sanders, Warren, and Andrew Yang. Oh, Peter Buttigieg was in there somewhere. In April 2017, Campus Reform asked college students at George Mason University in Fairfax for their thoughts on some of Obama's first actions as president. But instead of attributing those actions to Obama, Campus Reform told them that it was Trump who took these actions. So I'm wondering if the same kids from 3 years ago, or a while ago, will remember what Obama did. And maybe I should do this just so we can see what their reaction was, what their response was, and if you really believe it's going to make a difference. I don't know. I'm honest enough to say to you, I don't know. So let's find out. What do you think?
First 100 days, how do you think he's done?
Horrible.
He's kind of a... He's really just a liar, like pathologically. It's kind of insane.
As of just recently, he's done a little bit of work that's not exactly beneficial to Planned Parenthood. We're a little wary of what's coming up.
It's kind of scary seeing you wake up every morning and then you see something ridiculous.
And I'm surprised that with things he lies about, he has not been impeached or whatever, because, I mean, Bill Clinton was impeached for lying.
Trump recently went on what was called an apology tour to countries like Egypt and Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
Basically apologizing for the past 8 years and saying,
yeah,
you know, there's a new sheriff in town, this old stuff's not going to fly.
Him apologizing like that to the other countries is something that, you would like to see him stop doing?
Oh, for sure.
I really think he kind of overstepped his bounds.
I think he's just trying to fix Band-Aids at this point, and it's not really working for him, so I think it's a bad thing for him.
You know, you have to carry the image of the U.S., and he hasn't done that so well.
The people he's apologizing to are not people he should be apologizing to. Saudi Arabia, the Gulf monarchies, dictatorships everywhere.
I don't think it was up to him to apologize on behalf of a nation, especially with such opposition to him within the nation.
He recently has been talking about a $700 billion jobs plan.
He would tax people and then use that money to try and use the government to help create jobs. So is that something that you view positively or negatively?
Gotta say, it kind of would be a little, definitely more negative.
So how is that going to help us if, you know, he's raising and creating jobs for people that aren't trying to get a higher education?
Knowing that Donald Trump...
Don't you love this? Now, some of you who have two brain cells rubbed together know what he's talking about. So you need to go out and get these on your own. I mean, these are on Campus Reform and other places. And listen to what our young people have been taught, what they believe. And it's not they believe it for no reason. They've been taught it. This stuff has been pushed on them at the colleges. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host. God bless. Thanks for being with me. I appreciate your time with me. You know, have a great rest today. Remember, we're all in this together. We'll all make it through. It doesn't matter what side of the aisle you're on. And, you know, I'd like to say, in listening to people, hate will get you nowhere. Disagree, that's fine. No hating. We'll be back tomorrow. Hopefully you'll be with us. We'll be here all week. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.